I looked out the rear mirror. The guard was waving the next car to a stop, indicating to the driver that he had to get out. On I drove a few more yards. The guard was having the driver behind me open the hood of his car, and then I was too far away to doubt that indeed I had made it through that incredible checkpoint in the space of 30 seconds. My heart was racing, not with the excitement of the crossing, but with the excitement of having caught such a spectacular glimpse of God at work. Setting out on this trip, I had tended to lump Bulgaria and Romania together in my mind. Now, of course, I knew that they were two very different places. Romania was known among Iron Curtain Christians themselves as the greenhouse of atheism. It was still Russia's laboratory in which she tried out anti-religious experiments. Rigid control of the church by the state, economic pressures against believers, sowing of suspicion among religious leaders, confiscation of property, restriction of worship services, a prohibition on evangelism, this, I was told, was what I could expect to find in Romania. As soon as I was over the border, I could sense a new degree of police control. At every village, it seemed, there was a police checkpoint. Officers stopped every peasant cycling into the hamlet. Where was he going? What was his business? Even I, with the relative freedom of a hard-currency tourist, had my visa stamped with the cities I would visit and dates on which I must appear at each point along my itinerary. I found out how real this control was when I arrived in a charming little town about 50 miles from Cluj and decided, since it was already getting late, that I would like to spend the night there. The local authorities were surprised that I should even ask. "But, sir," they said, looking at my tourist card, "you are expected for dinner in Cluj. You can barely make it now by hurrying." Not wanting to get in trouble on such a minor point, I did as they wished. I sped into Cluj, arriving just as the hotel dining room was closing, to find my table set, the hors d'oeuvres out, and even a little Dutch flag sitting snappily in the centre of the water glasses. Inside the various cities, however, I was free to come and go as I chose. It was Sunday morning. I woke very early to a bright and cheery day, anxious to join my fellow Christians in this lovely garden of a land. The clerk in the hotel eyed me a little dubiously when I asked for a church. "We don't have many of those, you know," he said. "Besides, you couldn't understand the language." "Didn't you know?" I said. "Christians speak a kind of universal language." "Oh, what's that?" "It's called agape."
"Agape? I never heard of it."
"Too bad. It's the most beautiful language in the world. But anyhow, how do I get to church?" While the chief weapon against the church in Bulgaria was the registration requirement, in Romania the technique was consolidation.